Steve, what is Russia's game plan here? What does it gain from this really quite brutal strategy in Syria, which supports the Assad regime, but at an enormous cost, it seems to me? It is making itself target number one for jihadis all over the Sunni world.
Well, Russia takes a somewhat broader view of what's happened, and so do I. We are in a new and much more dangerous Cold War with Russia, more dangerous than the preceding Cold War. We now have three Cold War fronts that could easily become hot war with Russia: Ukraine, the Baltic region, where NATO is still building up on Russia's borders, and now, of course, Syria. The importance of the deal, and let's be clear, it was negotiated by Lavrov and Kerry, but it was a deal, a negotiation between Obama and Putin for essentially a military alliance in Syria, an American-Russian military alliance, would have been the first since World War II. That would have been what we used to call a détente or cooperation breakthrough in the new Cold War. It was killed. So one question we have to ask is who and why it was killed. But clearly, it's death.
And what's the answer to that?
Well, I would just simply say the Russians did not kill it because Putin and the Russian political class wanted this arrangement with the United States very much. So the question is, where does that leave us? And I understand what Mr. Ignatius has just reported, these important discussions in the White House. But I would say that the first step forward is stop basing American national security policy on the vilification of Putin. Putin is the most essential national security partner the United States could have in the world today. Russia has legitimate interests, and we ought to do what we used to do during the past Cold War, talk about whether our national interest can be coordinated and turned into something that's cooperation.